numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It is hour number two on a Thursday. You know what that means. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberg.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
And it goes a little something like this. Oh. Billy!
Morning.
What's happening?
Running in here. All right.
You okay?
Yeah.
You got a little flannel today? I like it.
Yeah, once or twice a year I'll wear this thing.
You're usually granimaled out. You're usually matching.
I am.
Yeah, not today, though.
No, today I just, this is a Psycho Bunny.
Psycho Bunny brand. Hey, can I before we get into what we're going to get into, Bill, Todd Wishnev was just in here, and I just want to, I just think it needs one more emphasis on this. In-game wagering, and Todd has been killing it on this, and I hope there was something in there that you know, planted a seed for folks who are like, I really want to be successful at this. Maybe that is the answer. Maybe I do want to apply myself to in-game betting. But the tacit agreement, right? The unspoken agreement between bookmaker and bettor is, or at least ought to be, that this is all fair, right? That this is all an even playing field. But I just want to emphasize this. Are you taking bets or are you not taking bets? Right? Because the biggest takeaway from this whole experience, besides thankfully with Todd winning, right, is that this is just the bureaucracy, not the bureaucracy, the red tape that you have to get through to actually make bets just colors everything, right? Yeah. So we talked about some of those things. The spin, where if you're betting more money, you're more likely to get spun. Whereas if you're betting just a hundred or whatever, you won't go, okay, we'll take the bet. But if you're betting a dime, we're going to spin you to death. They're ahead of you. So they're going to take, they always talk about, bettors taking shots at them. They're actually taking shots at you when they're seeing the result of the next couple possessions before they allow or don't allow a bet to come through. The other thing that we've noticed here on some of these books is that they will spin you and not tell you if it was accepted or not. So you are liable either to get a duplicate bet, right? There's that as well. It's just we're so not up to where we should be. And it's so super frustrating that that's how this is now. And it just makes for an awful experience. Not every book is as bad as the other, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, that's the issue.
Well, good morning. And you hit right on a subject here, first thing, 8 o'clock. The last thing you said, I didn't even know you knew. Because I don't know if you do a lot of live wagering. I don't.
We do. All day long.
But that last thing you just said?
Yeah, all day long.
I can't tell you how many times that happened to me where I had a bet and didn't realize it and went and betted a second time.
Yes.
And didn't know it until the event was over. Now, happily, it actually worked out in my favor, I remember, one time.
Sometimes it can.
But I remember when it didn't, too.
Sure.
And that what he's saying is, you make a bet, and it's spinning and spinning and spinning, and finally I'll just back out of it and say, well, something must have happened. And then, literally I'll find it in my pending wagers later on. I'm like, how can this possibly be? I checked my pending wagers a second ago. Like, there is that cyberspace-time that I guess allows to accept or not. So that, very interesting. That has happened to me. I don't do a lot of live wagering because it's aggravating. It's aggravating to me, so I don't do it.
Well, that's what we say. As much as you can do it on commercials, do it. But even Todd pointed out, you got to do those quick because they're ahead of you on commercials too, remember?
You do.
Your pro tip of the hour, by the way, timing everything when it comes to live betting. If you're new to live betting or want to start doing it more, start by betting small or not at all and just check how sides and totals move throughout the course of games. The more you watch, the more it will become sort of second nature to you as to what you're looking for in regard to pace, in regard to the foul situation, in regards to where the teams are in the game in terms of the margin. All of that is important. It's your VSiN pro tip of the hour. We do one, at least one, every hour, every show. That's at least 20 a day. All sortable at VSiN.com.
I'll give you a pro tip of the week. I'll give you something the books aren't going to like. Turn the books on them. Go to the game and fan side the game. Well, there's a word for it. I forget the word. Go to the game and you're now you have an advantage on them. And I know a lot of pros are going to get mad at me for saying that, but I know what's going on in a big, big way during certain live events. Major sport, I'm not going to say what.
We've talked about this on air.
But I didn't know how much it was going on until recently. I was on one of those Telegram. It wasn't Telegram, though, like this giant chat with all these guys. Mm-hmm. Holy moly. I didn't think I was going to talk about this morning.
So there's a couple things.
Yeah.
There is a team in town.
Yep.
Where last year it was rampant. I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if it's still going on this year or not. And then I will say this, though. They've gotten better because there are some. I'm glad you said certain sporting events, because there are certain sporting events.
Right.
Where they are lightning quick now, and you can't do that anymore.
I would say the sports book
is. The sports book is now.
Yeah.
Where you're like, wait a minute, I'm here and they're ahead of me.
Yeah.
This is actually happening in front of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
So it's only
certain ones. I know there's a team out of town, but the team I was referring to was in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
But,
No.
Yeah, this team was literally traveling all over the place, these three guys, and putting people on a chat and getting a piece, trying to get them down. I was like, wow, that is sick. And, you know, you're doing the exact opposite to them, to some of the sports books. There's two of them in mind. But Gil is actually saying that they have caught up on that even,
yes.
And which they will anyway.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Anyway, this is, for newer bettors, it's going to be more abstract to them. Because, you know, typically what programming is, we talk about games pre-flop, and we did have with Dr. Bob and Matt Cox, as we do every show, talking pre-flop. But this is really the cat and mouse that we're talking about. For those of us who are super immersed in this on a daily basis, I'm not just watching my three tennis matches that I'm betting on, say, yesterday or today. Betting college basketball all day long, doing this in-game stuff, and it is a constant Tom and Jerry, cat and mouse kind of deal, where you're like, okay, let's see if they'll take it or not. Let's see if they'll take it. Ah, they didn't take it. Or they did take it, and you're pumped about it. And then, you know, that's halfway to having the bet, whether it wins or loses is another story. So it is a full-time gig, man. It is complete immersion DNA. And I get it, man. If you have if you have jobs and families and responsibilities, this might not be the thing for you, the in-game part of it. I get it. It's also why when we talk about futures versus rollover parlays, if you do the rollover parlay, let's just take it to a more relaxed, not as frenetic a pace kind of betting thing. Everybody comes on here, and now it's very, you know, everybody gets the math of rollover parlays is typically better than doing futures. Yeah, but most people don't think that way.
No.
Most people don't remember to do that.
That's right. That part.
Yes.
The remembering to do it, having the bankroll management, having the skill sets. It's much easier to press a button and take 15-1,
yeah.
and the house take 30% of your bet rather than having a rollover money line parlay. It's much easier to do that. It's a much simpler way.
Yeah.
But that's the difference between a pro and a non-pro.
Well, and so let me give you another example. So Mark Geiger, who's our in-house attorney, we joke here on Numbers Game, he's like, Todd should have a regular segment every week. Todd used to, by the way, we used to do Wishnev Wednesdays after football season because we basically would complain about the refs. And so there is, during football season, there's a way to have a guy like Todd on every week. But in terms of like in-game stuff, there is no point in doing that because you can't really express what you're doing while a game is not going on. It's too nuanced to do so.
Did you have an in-game show here?
We did. And Kelly can speak to this too. We did Primetime Action. Even then, you know, abstractly and theoretically, they would want you to have an in-game comment every second of that kind of show. But in reality, you can't do it that way.
Yeah,
you'd agree.
Yeah, I think only, you know, I think what Todd talked about in our pro tip, right, with the timing so crucial. There's certain times you're not even certain times in certain games you're not even looking or considering a live bet, right?
Yeah.
It's only if a certain situation presents itself at a certain time in a game, which it's – I think that's one of the bigger things, too. Like, live betting's great, but you have to have that. You have to have it. Some nights you're not going to have that. Some nights you're going to have a ton of it. You know, and now we're into the college basketball tournaments. There's so many games going on. You're going to have more opportunities to have that. But, yes, that's what made that – you know, tough on a night-to-night basis.
As we're talking through this, I'm like thinking there's a dozen other things we haven't even mentioned, right? Like, so some books will offer basically every game that's going on at the moment. We're talking college basketball now. Take, again, some of the pillars of offshore, right?
Yep.
They aren't offering a fraction of it, right? If it's on TV, we'll begrudgingly give you this in-game opportunity.
Yep.
And maybe when there's a moment. But, like, you know, the DraftKings, the William Hills of the world, the Caesars of the world, they will actually offer all of them.
Sure.
Now, they have their own set of...
Just an algorithm.
An algorithm,
kind of thing,
right?
Because someone can't monitor each game.
Right.
They can't hire 13 people on a Sunday. One for each game.
And, oh, by the way, there are certain books in town that like to chirp about other books that don't offer it at all.
No.
So maybe they should stop chirping.
Yeah, for sure. That's an interesting thing, too, because... Think about what Gil just said. There is no one monitoring every, and they show every game like a DraftKings. They'll have every single game.
Yes.
So think about that. Live wagering every single game. It's a mathematical algorithm program. There has to be that human element. Also, if you're a better at home following games, betting live, I'll just tell you, you could have some edges over live wagering. It's just so, so tedious and so hard to do.
That's how we started this. Because you can't adjust that in the same way that you can a pre-flop number.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can.
There are some things you can't adjust. Exactly right. Pre-flop's different. There could be some certain things. That's just based on a number. It doesn't take into consideration. Maybe it's if it's bad weather, if it's wind. Of course, that's the wind's a big thing. Injury. It doesn't take into consideration. Unless they actually go in there and manually adjust it, but that would be too hard for them to do. So, and the limits may not be of what you think either. So, it's kind of interesting.
By the way, a little breaking news. Bill Self not coaching today versus West Virginia. He is not feeling well, an illness.
Oh, wow.
So, he is not going to be on
Boston's
the sidelines
favorite, coaches.
For the Kansas Jayhawks. Coming back. Sorry to run over the first segment. I apologize. I just wanted to get that out.
Because
I think I needed to be emphasized. Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger, the crack man, right here. At Bill Krakenberger with a K on Twitter and the podcast Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger. More on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game live from the South Point Hotel Casino. Tip of the strip. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Bill Krakenberger, unscripted in studio. Tons of tweets. Too many to get to. Regarding Todd and the in-game stuff, all positive. Although Chinese spy balloon, this guy's Chinese spy balloon. He tweets, he goes, if Todd had such a great basketball season, can he move out of his mom's house and back to his empty apartment in Vegas?
There you go.
Boom. So you can make a quarterly report. Todd is not motivated by such things. Let me just put it that way. This is from Corey Henderson, 75. You can get every guest to reveal their goulash recipe. We'll all beat the book every time. Hard to work a good goulash reference into a conversation. Anyway, big shout to Todd for coming on. You were saying something off air on Wisecracks. Who'd you have on?
Yesterday's guest I had on the show is Jason McIntyre. He does the show with Colin Cowherd. Does a show 5 days a week. He's actually hosting the show by himself tomorrow. And I mentioned that I had a good guest on my show, and he's been immersed in sports betting for years. He went to JMU. He sold this company he started called The Big Lead made millions of dollars, sold the company to USA Today. And I was mentioning how good he talked sports betting back in 2015-16 when it wasn't as fashionable and glamorous and as it is now. And you mentioned that he blocked you. He's the guy that blocked me.
He was the only person who ever blocked me. He blocked me in 12, I guess. Besides, I'm told now all the Westgate guys blocked me like I care. But 2012, Jason McIntyre blocked me because we got into this is such a sign of the times. An Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III debate, and it was like too much for him, and he blocked me.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's probably been long enough. You two could move on from that.
How great is that? I like Luck. I like RG3.
Oh, and that was the reason. I got to tell you something. You'd be shocked, and so would the people listening. How many people I block? I'm up to like 980. Well, the reason why I'm now so many now is because there's all these scammers, and you've seen. I'm sure you guys are on Twitter. God. You've seen it.
Oh yeah.
The locked game. Lock. Yeah. We have a lock. This is a lock. A fixed. I'm sorry. Fixed. The fixed game.
Every one of fixed games. We don't get the fixed games.
The fixed one is a fixed game, and it shows you a copy of the site. Someone is going on to all and signing up with a new FanDuel. Twitter. A new Twitter account every day. they're signing up with a new Twitter account every single day, and they're putting that fixed game thing here on people that are smart people or people in the space. I block every one of them. So that makes up like 50 or 60. Oh, I mean, you think this Musk character would go on there and take care of this thing. I mean,
Musk character.
We get those bot attacks. I mean, that's basically every time we tweet out a show clip or anything.
Oh, so you guys see it.
Yeah, automated Twitter accounts, yeah. Bill, that just tweet at all of us.
Wait, you're saying automated. So is it not a human being doing that?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So I block every one of them.
Now, a human being sets up like 500 of those accounts to do that.
I mean, it's someone really has time to go into Twitter and set up all the account.
You have no idea how tapped in the head some of these people are. Like, I mean, first of all, there's a difference. What Kelly's talking about are humans that set up these bots. So what he's saying is every time we put out a clip, the first thing is like, hey, I'm 9-2, right? That's different from the dude who has like 6 burner accounts and thinks he's smarter than you, that he doesn't have the 6 burner accounts. That's a different mentality. That's a different thing. That's actually a guy who is taking the time. He's got nothing else going on in his life, and he's doing that.
Oh, wow.
Those are two different things.
Okay. Well, anyway, I blocked about 50 or 60 of them. But I have people blocked just for coming after me about something or saying something stupid. Listen, now you're blocked, and you'll never get anything I said. You'll never hear anything I have to say again. I'm going to help you out. But anyway, he blocked you, and sounds like you didn't deserve it.
I don't. I mean, it's no big deal. I'm sure he's a lovely guy. And by the way, congratulations to him, because anybody who can turn what he did into $8 million or whatever he made on it, or whatever,
unbelievable.
And then he sold it to USA Today. They never even used it, right?
I don't think they ever used it. That's why I said
so that's like the ultimate. It's like the Mark Cuban. I don't mean to disparage Mark Cuban. I'm not saying Mark Cuban's obviously a smart guy, but Mark Cuban started Broadcast.com back in the day. He sold it for billions, right? Okay. And I remember the best exchange was between with Shaq and Mark Cuban. Shaq said to Mark Cuban one time, he says, you know, you're the luckiest guy in the world. You have this company, right? Broadcast.com, didn't do anything, made billions. Now look at you. And then Mark Cuban shot back to Shaq. He goes, yeah, because being 7'4" ain't lucky at all, right?
Like, wow.
So everybody's got their, moment in time. And like, so yeah, I mean, good on, I have no animosity whatsoever to Jason. Good on him. Good for him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this segment. Captain Jack Andrews yesterday tweeted something, and I sent him a DM because I thought it was so interesting. FanDuel is asking their users in New York to send this pre-written email to their legislators. Do you know about this?
Oh, I saw Captain Jack put this out. Yes.
And his responses were, their customers not slaves, the converse of regulated iCasino is not kids gambling. This will not create thousands of jobs.
Explain from the start, though. What did FanDuel say?
Let me read the letter first. Okay. And by the way, not to pick on FanDuel, this could be any sports book. And it's almost hard to believe. And you think the multi-billion-dollar company would have hired someone to proofread this, because there's a lot of words that are wrong. I am a constituent who strongly supports legalized mobile gaming in New York, and I hope you do as well. Instead of leaving mobile gaming to its illegal websites that prey on kids, we should allow adults in New York the freedom to wagers on table games and the lottery online. This bill will also create thousands of jobs in New York, helping our economy and catching us up with many other neighboring states that have already made mobile gaming legal. Please pass this common sense legislation. Again, this is like not
so
worded
so this
right.
is the sports book asking.
Yeah, this is the letter that they want you to forward. Please pass common sense legislation so I and many other constituents of yours support need. And New York needs the $1 billion in revenue that safe and legal online gaming will provide. Give me an effing break. This is what they want you to send to your. Your government official or whatever it may be. This legislators is the right word. This is unbelievable. This is really unbelievable. You want us to do your dirty work?
You know what the account holders should do, right? They should send a letter back and be like, "Okay, I'll do this for you if you do the following things." right? And just go through a laundry list
right.
of things
yeah.
that the sports book has to do better. You yeah. cannot limit me if I do this. You cannot do, right?
Well, that's all of them. It's not to pick on FanDuel. Listen, I can't bet at FanDuel on the app. I can't bet at DraftKings on the app. I can't bet at Barstool on the app just for using my brain. So I'll get aggravated at that too, you know. But this is just they want to use their customers like minions to you know, send in these things. And it's a charade. Jack sent me, it's the thousands of jobs and the charade that the tax revenue is meaningful in New York. That really gets me. It is ridiculous. First of all, the wording that they used about the illegal sites that they may use, that people are using. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. Why can't you guys just do your own dirty work? Every single sports book, and just, it's politics. So you pay the coffers of, you know, whatever it may be, however you could do it legally, and get your measure passed. But the way they worded it here, prey on illegal websites to prey on kids. Do you guys know how bad gambling is on these apps? All of them, not just fan. All of you. At nighttime, when the games are over, everyone goes into the casino. Not one time or another, you say, "Let me just try this with a sawbuck or a $10, $20 bill. Let's just try the online and see what happens." Next thing you know, they're chasing in the safety of their own house in their underwears, sitting around gambling on the couch and underneath the covers, housewives when the kids are sleeping. I can go on and on, but yeah.
But just to clarify, this is a casino, is not necessarily just sports betting. This is a casino. Gaming, yeah. We're talking about.
Talking about the idea.
What were Jack's bullet points? What did he say? What did he? What was his?
They're not customers. They're your customers. They're customers. They're not slaves to do your bidding.
No.
The converse of regular iCasino is not kids gambling. It's not just kids. This is talking about adults. Who are we kidding?
Yeah.
This will not create thousands of jobs. And then $1 billion equals 0.44 of the state's budget. So he just has some good points there. The real thing is. You, this is what you're asking your customers to do. You're asking your customers to do this. And go back to your point, Gil. I wasn't planning to talk like that, but you're right. Do me a favor. Let me bet $100 on the app. I mean, just give me a couple $100, and that goes for all the sites. You know, give guys with a pulse that bleed red. If I cut my wrist and blood comes out, red blood, let me be able to bet.
You want me to do this for you? Why don't you do this for me?
Yeah, no, you do that. You have a good point. Anyway, yeah. I just thought it was an interesting tweet, and
it's a never endingly fascinating business.
Yes,
and yes. We talked about a cat and mouse game. There's the dynamic, all kinds of dynamics between book and customer that go beyond the actual bets we were talking about, as we find out here. More with Krakenberger. Bill Krakenberger, the crack man, at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game. At vsin.com. So many tweets this morning. It got to the point where there's too many to even read on a lot of the Wishnev stuff. Folks asking about the tennis picks as well. All of our picks, whether it's my tennis picks, whether it's Kelly's golf picks. By the way, how are your golf plays looking early at the TPC, by the way?
We have Minwoo Lee, the leader currently at the Players' Championship, 6 under par through 12.
I'm going to guess you had no wager on him.
No, I did not. Okay. I did not at all. Call Morikawa right up there as well.
Dr. Bob's basketball picks, which, by the way, are getting up, we're a half hour away for some of them. Matty Cox's basketball picks. All the picks on this show, all the picks throughout the network. VSiN.com/picks, the picks page. Being a subscriber pays. And they're all sorted, by the way, you should know, in terms of who have been the most successful bettors over the period of time, what the bets are for the day. It's really extensive, actually, on the website as well. So VSiN.com is where you go for all of that. You have something, Billy, here in your hand.
Yeah.
which Vinny and I talked about a long time ago on the show, and I think you and I may have talked about it once.
Once, but we really didn't go into depth. But now that someone has found my Twitter page and they asked me if I could DM them about something about a death that happened and they want to help with something, and now I realize what it is. I found my sheet here that Vinny gave me. This may be the only sports book in this town. You know, people want to pick on the sports book a lot here. There's certain things they pick on. They say to me, hey, crack, I can't get down a lot on the app, whatever it might be. Let me tell you something. There's some good things about this book. First of all, this is something we don't even mention. I hope I get this right. I hope you're right. I hope you know about this, or Kelly or one of you guys. They do 105 juice here on the – is it the Sweet 16 and
I believe
down?
It's the Sweet 16.
105.
Yeah.
So you could do that on the app. I remember doing it on the app or the counter, 105 juice. So there's things, there's pros and cons of certain things.
And by the way, people should know, like, the edict of – you can only bet this amount on the app, and you can bet this much in the bricks and mortar at the desk.
Right.
Is not necessarily the book making that decision.
Right.
Like that could be from it could be from all the way above.
Oh no! It's definitely is above.
So what I'm saying is people.
I would think it's above for sure.
It is for above. So
not just here, by the way. That's other casinos too. But that's I'm not trying to say bad.
I'm
sorry.
But people who go after the people who are doing the sports book, sometimes it's not them. Is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like so we should.
Well, it's the reason why a lot of these guys don't like working. Not just this book. There's other books that they don't like working here. They have to sit right up front so customers can come right up. They put a plexiglass partition in there now. But, you know, some of these guys, you know, it's got to be a tough job when customers can come right up to you and complain to you when it's not even you making a decision on something. You know, hey, get this on the TV. Hey, get this on that. That's probably why a lot of them are burnt out.
You've met my Nudnik friend, Todd Wishnev.
Oh, that's what he does? Yeah, see, guys like Todd drive these guys insane. That's why a lot of these guys drink a lot. Okay,
could you put Bethune-Cookman on that screen right there, please? Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
In-game is in-game, man. We got to watch it.
So this beneficiary form that Vinny gave me this time, and I had it at home. I looked at it and read over it. And it's something every casino should do, but none of them have the balls to do. And you want to know why? Listen, let's call it what it is. They could steal money, simply. They're hoping everyone dies, including me. So, you know, it is what it is. So this is a beneficiary form. Someone reached out to me, had almost six figures, around 80 grand in accounts. Actually was like sending me the account numbers. I said, listen, don't send me the account. I don't want the account numbers. He's like, Bill, you could help us with this. Because this guy's brother died, and he was trying to get the money for the wife. He actually put me in contact with the wife.
So money that is sitting in a sports betting account.
Money sitting in a sports betting account, around 80 grand. They were trying to get it out for a couple months. You need the death certificate. You need more. You have to present, like, if there's a I forget the right word, but the death certificate was part of it. But it was going through a lot of hoops where here, I got a beneficiary form. You just fill this out, put this in your wife's name. She comes up here. Here you go. Husband's dead. Give me the cash. You know, with their death certificate or whatever it may be.
I hope it's not that easy. I hope there is some proof of.
But then again, you wouldn't let someone that you don't trust, I guess, sign this form. But there is more to it.
Yeah.
Most of the sports books are putting you through hoops. Well, let's just say it. Let's put a blanket statement. It's not as easy as you would think, but we don't think of those things. Like I have every one of my account numbers and passwords written down in my safe deposit box, and that's good to have there just in case something happens to me. And the missus has a key to the box. She knows, you know, where to go, and that she's allowed to go into the bank that I'm in. And you know, it is something that you don't really think about because, you know, we're gambling, we're just firing away, and especially opening new accounts. Now you have to now you have to go to get that sheet out, write the new account, cross an old one out that you got thrown out of. You know, it looks like X's and O's after a while, so you have to do it over. But it's a little tedious, time consuming, but it's something that needed to be done. This person still did not get this money out. One company has given them the money. They have not gotten. Now, this just happened about a month ago. It's 2 months ago, January. So they still have not gotten all the money out. And I just think it's something good, and South Point does it here. I just figured I'd mention it.
Vinny did a great job with that when he first brought it up. You're right. Things we don't think about. We don't think about our, you know, mortality.
Yeah.
So obviously, and by the way, money in a sportsbook account might not be the first thing you think of, but for some of the more professional bettors, it is closer to the top of the list on this. Can we show that Fred Van Vliet thing? Because I promised we would show this. This has nothing to do with anything, but we mentioned Fred Van Vliet of the Toronto Raptors yesterday, critical of officials after a loss to the Clippers, and we got a tweet on this. Can we play that, Kelly?
Oh, yeah, we got it ready.
Let's play it right now. Here's Van Vliet.
Pretty fiery.
I mean, I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought, you know, Ben Taylor was terrible tonight. I thought that most nights, you know, a couple of the, you know, out of the three, there's one or two that just the game up, you know, and it's been like that a couple games in a row. Denver was tough, obviously. You come out tonight, you're competing pretty hard. The third quarter, I get a tech. Changed the whole dynamic of the game, changed the whole flow of the game. And, you know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. They communicate well. And then you got the other ones who just want to be and just kind of the game up. Nobody's coming to see that. They come to see the players. And I think we're losing a little bit of the fabric of what the NBA is and was. And it's been disappointing this season. You can look up most of my texts this year have been with Ben Taylor officiating. So, at a certain point as a player, you feel it's personal, and it's never a good place to be. That's not why we lost tonight. We got outplayed, but it definitely makes it tougher to overcome.
You know what was so awesome about that, Kelly? Fred VanVleet, in the most nonchalant, calm, seemingly deliberate way, right?
Yeah.
Injects some humility. By the way, the Raptors lose to the Clippers by 8 last night. Injects some humility. That's not all the refs, right? I like a lot of the refs. Is very measured for much of that, and casually throws in a stream of invectives as well that get his point across. That was like one of the greatest interviews ever.
Yeah, we it was one of the best post game. It's not even like a rant. You're right,
no.
Because he like intelligently goes about what he wants to say.
It's like I was talking to you, and if I was going through Pythagorean theorem and base runs when I do my season win totals, and every once in a while I just threw in a word or two that you were like, wow, he seems to be really passionate about this.
Yeah, probably nobody surprised out there, but if you dig into the history between Fred VanVleet and Ben Taylor, who he references the referee, he has called 3 of Fred VanVleet's 8 technical fouls of his career has been from Ben Taylor. So I think that's where that comes from a bit.
Yeah.
Can we talk about a sports betting angle?
Yeah.
So, like, yesterday I had Air Force +6. That was the game. I also bet the first half +3.5 I found at Caesars. I just wanted to give an opinion before, because next week's March Madness, it'll start by the time I'm getting in here. By the way, it's the first year in 18 years I haven't went back to Jersey, and I'll explain that in a second, too. But it's the reason why I like first half betting. It's a tip that I've used and tool that I've used. I like first half betting on a lot of games that are probably, that's the number, probably 6 or more, or, you know, I shouldn't say that, even 4 or 5. It's just a good first half betting's a pure number without the fouling. I can't tell you how many times I've been ahead of a game, like 39 minutes. Like yesterday's game, I was covering the whole game.
Yeah.
Went to overtime, 57-57. How about that low score? 57-57, taking 6 points. Overtime, lose by 8.
Betting full game unders in college basketball.
Yeah, full games unders
is not for the weak.
So the first half is a pure number, and I do first half betting, and I'm going to be doing more first half betting here as March Madness next week. I like taking a lot of those big teams. By the time I get in here next week, you're here next week, right? You're of course March Madness,
yes, sir.
Well, I'll have maybe even a few picks here and there for the guys, but I'm not going to New Jersey, and you won't believe the reason why. You're going to say to me, no way. The reason why is it's become too monetized. I, Bill Krakenberger, 7-star member, by the way, 7-star is the Caesars' highest level of membership, which means nothing. 7-star membership is really doesn't mean too much because I can't get a seat. I'm not paying. I refuse to pay. I mean, it's some of these places start at $500 for 4 people, for a couch for 4, $1.25 each.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I went from casino to casino to casino, every single casino, and every one of them is charging. I'll get back one from the break. Talk about
we'll continue this. 7-star membership does have its benefits, though. More with the crack man on the other side. Numbers game, Visa. These.
The Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points. You can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin here as well, Bill Krakenberger. The joy of doing this show is that we never know from day to day just what animal we are getting into. Every show is a different animal. And today was one of these that was, you know, again, for the average person who's used to taking in content, very different because we talked sort of abstract in-game stuff. With you, it's always different than what we normally do.
Sure.
So I am, like, super grateful, super appreciative that people are willing to come on the show and talk about all these different varying subjects. And it makes it fascinating from day to day. Kelly will vouch for this. We kind of had no idea exactly. We just knew we were doing college basketball today, and we knew you were coming in.
Oh, okay.
And then we just decided we're going to go in this direction. And
yeah, I only have one thing prepared, just the beneficiary thing, the seven-star thing, because it comes out of nowhere. And, you know, I bet on the app. She just takes bets from me on the app, thank God. And they, by the way, they take giant bets from me on the app. I mean, yes. I put some $5,000 bets in. I was shocked they actually took. I was waiting for them to come back and take three on this one or two. They've taken some bets. So thank God for them. And that's the reason why I could be 7-star. Literally, I got it in like 1 month. And 7-star used to mean so much more because years ago, if you had a 7-star card, it meant you cannot be turned down for a room in any jurisdiction. They'd have to put you in a different hotel. They were really good. So you call Vegas, they put you in Paris if you didn't want to go. If you wanted to go to Caesars, if it was oversold, that doesn't mean anything anymore. Matter of fact, in Vegas, it really doesn't mean too much compared to like Atlantic City. They have 7-star lounges. Now that's different. You go to Harrah's 7-star lounge, it's unbelievable. You go in there and literally you get a menu. It's menu seating, top shelf liquor. The service is impeccable. They have one at Tropicana. It's nice. It's a nice view, top of the Trop. The food's not as good as Harrah's. And they have one at Caesars. And the lady in there is like a Nazi. I won't even go in there because she's so nasty. But as far as the different places, though, Harrah's is the place to go in Atlantic City. That is the place to go. It's a 7-star lounge, and it's fantastic. Here, not so much. And let me
Fezzik might disagree with you about here.
Fezzik takes advantage of a lot of the things I don't. Now, I'm bad. I won't. You could take advantage of a cruise every year. I'm not going on it. My brain doesn't work to be. I don't care how big these moving cities are. I can't sit inside of a cruise ship. And I've gotten unbelievable cruises over the years. Big first class things. I've never went on one in my life. First of all, people that go on a cruise, oh my God, the food's so great. Well, they're used to going to Olive Garden or something. I don't know. But that's one reason why I don't go. Another reason is I just get the 500. What they'll do is that's different. The cruise is different. Now they have a 7-star trip. You can go to a property and you can get up to $1,200 in airfare. And you know, I don't do that. I don't do that either. I get $500 instead here at the local property.
I didn't know. My brain doesn't work this way, right? So I didn't know about any of this stuff. And Fezzik's like,
no, it's good to do.
Fezzik's like, no. You should really take advantage of this stuff. He's like opened my eyes to a whole new backdoor channel of this city. By the way, the most animosity-inducing 7-star move is you're in the long Starbucks line, and then the dude just goes
right
to the front.
Oh, that's true. You're right, Gil. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You could get to the front of a lot of the lines.
You're like, what is that guy
doing? Right about
there's
that.
A whole
that's me every day here.
That could be
Starbucks.
A benefit. Getting to the front.
Like
Kelly Bidlin doesn't need to be 7-star at the South Point Starbucks.
You got a little side thing?
This little thing right here?
The mobile app. But like Gil says, everybody looks at you like, what the hell is this?
Man, especially like they want to put a lasso around you on the rodeo and grab you out of line. Yeah. Chris Felico just texted us too. You didn't see it. You look at your phone. He said, I'm dying. Highest level 7-stars means nothing. It's so true. Like me, I'm not going to mention the casino without permission. Like me at a certain casino in Connecticut, I'm level 10 VIP, which is the highest level of VIP. congrats, you could bet to win $10.91 now on a live college basketball bet. He's right. So, in other words, it means nothing. He's the highest level in the casino. You could do anything you want in a casino. Come on in, be a sucker, do anything you want. But if you want to bet sports, whoa, what are you trying to do here? You're trying to win? This guy's actually trying to win. No, we're not letting him win. So, it's just an interesting subject we could talk about on seven-star thing. And something here I'm going to talk about, too, before we get off
we
air.
We should really have Fezzik in here for the point-counterpoint.
He would know.
Because he would be more valuable. All of you are wrong, and here's why. That's what he would say.
Yeah, he would know.
Yeah.
Something I want to mention about college basketball, guys, and some of the sharp guys might get mad at me saying this again. I've never mentioned it on this show. Maybe off air I've mentioned it. Something I like doing, like just now, South Point lets you do it. I hope they keep on letting you do it. I hope I'm not going to spoil this by saying it. So I just bet a game at South Point, just to bet it. What did I bet? I bet Fullerton. Okay, I bet seven. That doesn't mean you run out and bet Fullerton. But I did bet Fullerton just now. So I bet Cal State Fullerton versus Hawaii. They're getting 1.5 points. I bought to 2. If I can buy to 2 for a dot for 10 cents, which is 10 cents extra, $1.20 now I'm laying, on to 2 or 3. You should buy on to the number, not off. Don't buy the 3 to 3.5. Buy on to the number 2 and 3. It's a lot more valuable than 10 cents. The guys at Pinnacle taught me that in 1999, literally, how much half a point was worth on 2, 3, even 5. But the 2 and the 3 are very valuable to buy on.
I'm glad you mentioned the numbers, because some people are going to go out there and buy it up to 8 or
something.
No, just
a 2, 3, 5. Two, three, five. Very low, especially, and the lower the total, obviously, the lower the total, which is a 126 total, the lower the total, the more valuable buying onto that.
No, that's my point for bringing it up. There's going to be casual bettors and newer bettors out there going to be like, oh, you said to buy to every point. No. We're talking about 2, 3.
Yeah, I won't mention it again. I'm not going to Atlantic City because I literally, by the time you rent the car for 2 weeks, I have to stay there for 2 weeks, by the way. I have to stay. You know, 2 weeks rental and car. The car rentals are ridiculous now, too. I always rent cars. I spent $5,000 on car rentals last year. That's stupid. So rent a car, go there, and I have a place there to stay for free, of course. But this whole thing with the charging to sit down in sports books, where we did it for free for years. I mean, come to South Point. You could sit here for free and enjoy the smoke. But no, you could sit here for free and literally, though, you don't pay. That's the way it's supposed to be. These sports books, even with a 7-star card, I can't go over to Caesar's Palace and sit. A 7-star card. I have to pay to watch the games. So I'll be in the comfort and safety of my own home. Betting, and I do like the options of going. By the way, earlier I was a little tough on a sports book. I can go to the counters. I can go to resorts in Atlantic City at the counter. They'll take a giant bet off me. I can go to the counter at Bally's at FanDuel. They'll take a giant bet off me. They're very good at that. But on the apps they don't let you bet. But they don't let anyone like me bet. But I can bet at the counters, and I'm very happy about that. I went back for Super Bowl. I went to Connecticut and DraftKings. And I was betting at the counter. I almost ran out of money. I think I ran out of money there, ran to Atlantic City after, and ran back here to Vegas. It was they do let you bet, at the counters there. I would love to go back there for that, but my brain will not let me spend $500 on it. And by the way, it's very little in proportion to my bankroll on a bet. It's just a point. I'm not paying for to sit. Do you agree? What do you do next week after the show? What do? Do you go 100%. Watch the games where? What?
Thursday we have decided on a certain place that is a little out of the way.
The sushi joint.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That's right.
Sushi.
That's right. I'm betting on March Madness while eating sushi. I'm not going to tell you about.
I will say though, if it's a place that just wants to do food and beverage minimum, I'm fine with that. I know this might shock you, Gil. I've never once had a problem meeting the food and beverage minimum for a table.
What?
But don't charge me just for the table.
Well, this gets back to a big broader life conversation about we all have our value system, right? So like. We were just talking about some guy yesterday. He's betting 3 dimes a college basketball game.
Yeah.
This is a story about some from years ago.
Yep.
A dude betting 3 dimes a college basketball game, but like you'd see him in the sports book and he would take saltines and he would like put some kind of topping on the saltines,
like
and that
mustard.
Would be his lunch.
What is a sick
and,
person?
And you'd have to say to him, be like, you're betting 3 dimes on a college basketball game. Will you at least buy yourself a sandwich? And he's like, no.
He's licking his fingers and coming up to the counter.
No, I won't.
just I want sick, the free saltines.
Sick. No, a lot of people are sick. They're so used to their comp life or so used to
right.
bet. Like, they have to have every dollar to bet with. It's like these people like, that take the bus in from New York. They live like 10 in a room, but yet they're gambling thousands of dollars at the tables. But they live their life so crazy.
It's the Letterman joke, right? The guy who goes around from house to house in Vegas who says, oh, my God, my wife is sick. Could you help me pay for her hospital bills? I'm just here on vacation in Vegas. Like, but we don't know you. You know? He goes to 7-8 houses, finally gets to the 9th one. Hey, my wife took ill. She's in the hospital. Can you give me money? She's sick. Sir, we'd love to help you, but how do I know you're not going to just go take this money and go gamble away? He goes, oh, I've got gambling money.
Oh, that's it. That's separate. Boy, this hour goes by so fast. We just talk about anything.
Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.